Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are we? All right, enough fooling around. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Wednesday here. And more importantly, OTAs
are here, baby. They are on the field as we speak. Well, I guess they're in the bubble.
They're in the bubble. Yeah, they're in the bubble. Yeah. If you can look outside your window right now in the greater Houston area, you will see the color gray, baby.
Yep. That's football weather to me, man. it better be out on the field.
It is indeed. It is football weather. Let's get going here on this Wednesday. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And let us know. I forgot what I was going to ask. What does constitute as a setting foot in a particular state? Because I kind of like.
Oh yeah, I do.
I kind of like some of the things that have come in from the 929 on the text line. No airports, gas station, rest stops, or fast food. I do like the idea.
You got to have a meal there,
and I kind of like that. At least feel like you've experienced the area.
Do you have to do a chain restaurant or something?
No, you
local?
Can go to Chili's. I guess you have to sit down.
I feel like
have
you,
a meal.
You should do something that is local,
yes,
something that's
yes.
mom and pop.
Yeah.
I feel like some instances.
So if you drive it through a state and you stop at Chili's, you can say, hey, I've been to that state.
I'll let the people adjudicate this. 713-572-4610 or appreciations to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams. My bad.
Yeah.
Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. But let's get to it. It's OTA days, and D'Amico always talks about competition. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this. What is the most real and most important of the competitions that are there that begin today with OTAs?
Yes, yeah, and we definitely want to dig in on that. I do want to give a little bit of news that's breaking. I don't know. That's too big to say breaking. A little bit of news coming out of OTAs.
You want the breaking news sound?
No.
Sure.
But it is an eyebrow raiser.
People love the sounder.
It is an eyebrow raiser.
This went from breaking news to an eyebrow raiser
yes.
in like 5 seconds.
Well,
it is
interesting. No, God, no. So two notable non-participants at Texans OTAs.
Oh, yes.
According to Jonathan Alexander.
Oh,
the first one, okay, no big deal to me anyway. Joe Mixon.
And we knew that. Aaron Wilson was high on that. And I'm actually interested to see what that is because that is probably one of the competition that I find is interesting. I don't know that I'd raise it to the level as most important for the competition that this team has, but finding out what that running back room is, specifically with Damian Pierce, can he exist in a place where he is a 1B?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, he is obviously your running back too. However, he is capable. Mm-hmm. Should you have another stretch of Joe Mixon missing games?
Yeah.
Of toting the rock in a way that is palatable, that is passable? Because he got passed up for Cam Akers last time, right?
Second one is I want to gauge the temperature of the room. Christian Harris.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, no. I don't like that. Like, and this is the thing.
Gauging the temperature of the room.
I'm used to it. Yeah. I've become accustomed to it.
Boy.
All right, we now
kind of
wish
Sean on that one.
Yeah. We free you to your vacation via con deals.
Christian Harris.
Yeah, that one hit me. Does that make that linebacker competition more important?
I don't know what it does. It's just OTAs. But, I mean, obviously it's voluntary. But it's Christian Harris.
What is his deal?
What is his deal? That is the best way to put it.
Like, what is his deal? And obviously that sounds very pejorative, judgmental towards him as an individual. I mean that to be all encompassing, which is what is happening with him? Because we know in the circumstance of best case scenario when he is playing, he is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just been a barrier to him playing.
Yeah.
And at this point, just not being able to be here for OTAs. And as you did mention, like there's a voluntary aspect of this. Like it could just be that he's dealing with some personal, what have you. It could be a lot of other things. But with the backdrop of last year, him missing all these games to, what was that, week 15? Yeah. Was it 14 or 15?
And then when he was healthy?
And then when he had a healthy scratch, ostensibly, and some of these other games, this does not quiet my nerves. But I guess what helps me is that you've addressed that position to a point where you have Aziz, you have Henry, you also have EJ Speed. And so you've got a level of depth, but I really wanted him to get in here. And I guess, actually, I've talked myself down the ledge. If he ends up being there for training camp, cool. And you have your three that I think you would really want to lean upon linebacker-wise.
Yeah, I think that last part you said with them having EJ Speed and, you know, Henry Toa, Lopez going to hate this, but it is what it is with him,
it
man.
It is what it is.
If he's there, cool. If he's not, I'm glad they kind of addressed it. I'm glad they didn't say, nah, no EJ Speed because we got Christian Harris.
Well,
I felt like they were loading up at linebacker just in case he wasn't available.
I want to agree with you both. I really do. I want to agree with you because it's just OTAs. You know,
it is.
It's voluntary. It's early, et cetera.
Is it a marathon, not a sprint? Does that one apply here?
It does.
Okay.
But here's.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Here's where I just like raise the old eyebrows. Like I said, like, oh, that's interesting. If there was a certain narrative about you, wouldn't you try to nip that in the bud and end it ASAP and just be out there?
Who's the narrative with?
Everybody.
Because that's the thing, right? Like
he hears it.
I hear you. And I don't think you're wrong in that regard. I think I'm just always very cognizant to try, or at least I try to be, to like let's be very particular who we're talking about.
Yeah.
With us,
yeah,
right? Us in front of these microphones, us out here, you know, talking on social media, us out here just on the outside of that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got our questions as to what's happening with Christian Harris. Mind you, in a contract year for him, right? This is the final year of that rookie deal. And then you might have to make a decision on how you pay him, which is going to be an interesting proposition if this does end up being an issue, because the talent says one thing, the availability says something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
However, what is the narrative on him in that building, right? Like, and that's something I can't get a full gauge on.
You asked the question, what's going on? Like, in that building, you don't think they want to see him out there?
I mean, yes, but I don't. Yeah. This is where I'm always cognizant of, or I try to be careful. I use the word cognizant too much. Careful about... what we know on the outside is not all that there is to be known.
Sure.
And then when we learn something isn't when something happened. Those are things that I try and be careful about. And do we know if there wasn't some conversation with Christian Harris, with D'Amico and Nick Caserio or whoever else as to, hey, just letting y'all know, I got this, this, and this. I'll catch y'all on the flip side or what have you. I don't know. So I think we'll get more data points as OTAs continue, as we get into training camp, those type of things, that will give us more of an insight into that. So I don't want to jump out the gym on that.
No, I don't either. Like I said, it just sort of hit me a little funny of all the things that could have not been there, it being him. It does tie into the question that you asked.
It does.
You know, where is the competition most real and most important? Let me add linebacker to the two that came to mind were wide receiver and running back. That is the most important place to me, where D'Amico Ryan's talking about competition. And I'm sure he's going to talk about it again today when we hear from him in the noon hour.
You will be hearing from D'Amico Ryans today.
Not the noon o'clock hour, the noon hour. I'm sure he'll talk about competition.
You are making
again.
That a thing. All right. You know I'm going to start saying it more just to get on your nerves.
Wide receiver and running back are on the list for me, because if you get really good competition there, you can't help but be better. But I'm going to throw linebacker in there now as well, because – I think it's going to become an ongoing thing with this team. You know what the linebacker rotation looks like.
All right. Yeah. No, I think that you're right in that regard. And I pull up the depth chart just to remind myself of who you have in that space. Obviously, Aziz, Henry, Toto, you know, Christian Harris, EJ Speed are the names you know. Nick Neiman. I always forget how to pronounce his name. Apologies to that man, a free agent that you signed, who last year played for the Chargers. Aren't you proud of me that I didn't say Clippers? Who last year played for the Chargers. He strikes me as dude who is here to be special teams guy. However, mm-hmm. right, will he be in a place where you need him at some level of depth? And then Jake Hansen played. Jamal Hill. Jake Hansen did play, mm-hmm. but I think it very much felt like a cool, you can play. However, we don't want you to sure. if you don't have to. But it does feel like you have a linebacker core that is solid enough, especially with at least three guys outside of Christian Harris that I'd be comfortable starting, and then having a couple of guys that I feel like I think would be strong enough to fill in a pinch. So I
but
hear
the competition is going to be big there.
I hear you that the competition is big, but I feel like the hierarchy of stratification of that position is in a place where I'm already fairly yeah. comfortable to where it does not hit me as like most important. But I hear what you're talking yeah. about there.
I think the most important part is what's up with Christian Harris, though. Like, right. is he, because I felt like going into last season, he was like the starter, right? He was the guy
projected to be a star.
That's what I'm saying, especially after that yeah. playoff game.
Yeah.
And now it's like, man, is he going to start this season, or is EJ Speed going to, you know, step
yeah.
in? And
yeah.
so I think that's the competition we probably looking at.
And here's why I said wide receiver and running back. If you have great competition there and all of a sudden we're out at training camp and we're saying, man, look at Xavier Hutchinson. Yeah, but I thought they had, you know, whomever, you know, that was penciled in. That is going to elevate the wide receiver room. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, John Mechie. What if all of a sudden we're like, hey, you know, and I know we've done this twice, three times already. you know, he's looking pretty dang good. That's going to elevate everything at the wide receiver.
100%. I think wide receiver is the place that I agree the most with. Mm-hmm. I think that is the place outside of like the incredibly obvious, which is offensive line.
Yeah, yeah, like, outside of that.
All
yeah.
caps, neon, yeah. flickering signal, yeah. all that. But yeah, wide receiver is absolutely that. Because for me, remember, take yourself back 11, 12 months ago when we're looking at the wide receiver room and mm-hmm. we're like, oh,
yeah,
look at all of this depth. Mm-hmm. You got to a point where once Stephon Diggs was injured, once Tank Dell was injured, you looked around at that wide receiver room and you were like, actually, you're kind of out here with very little, and Nico Collins almost standing alone. Now, yes, dear listener, that does fall very much on Bobby Slowick and the offense that he had this you know, these guys running. Mm-hmm. However, if you have better competition and that competition raises the boats as competition is wont to do, you end up in a place where do you then have not just, you know, your starters or six wide receivers or what yeah. have you, but do you have five, six guys that you feel comfortable running out here to give you a level of production that, you know, that would be comparable
yeah.
and allow you to compete on any given day? I think that's the big distinction when we start talking about depth, at least from my perspective this year. Last year it was depth, and hey, these are guys that you know that you feel like have the possibility of producing.
Sure.
I would like to get to the place, and maybe this is a, you know, fool's errand, this is foolhardy, what have you. Give me five dudes that I feel comfortable putting out there at any given time, and then we're talking about real.
No, players. I agree. And I think shoulder to shoulder right there with wide receiver, to me anyway, is running back. You know, you've got Woody Marks, obviously, you know, a relatively high pick. And then, you know, who knows with Damian Pierce. If those guys get in, and hell, remember last year, British Brooks was all the rage. J.J. Taylor.
What happened to him?
Wait, he's still here. I think
remember, British Brooks got hurt yeah. later
oh,
on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And J.J. Taylor got some reps. If all of a sudden we're looking behind Joe Mixon, and you alluded to this, you know, earlier, and you're like, man, Damian Pierce is giving Woody Marks all he can handle. That is the best development that can happen at OTAs and beyond.
I think I agree. I 100% agree yeah. with that. And I'm really interested to see what some more of these guys do. Some questions that came in here on the text line. Remember, 713-572-4610. Somebody said, I believe this is Derwin, can you clarify the not practicing versus not in the building, because Mixon not being in the building would worry them. I don't really have eyes on this. And you know what? I might send a text to see mm-hmm. for somebody who's out there. However, again, leaning on Jonathan Alexander, who is one of the many folks who are out there at the bubble at NRG Stadium. The words that he used were non-participants. And so yeah. he said that he also hasn't seen Damian Pierce, but that was 12 minutes ago. That doesn't necessarily mean I don't know what that means, in fact, for mm-hmm. OTAs. In fact, does that change any way how you feel if Damian Pierce is not involuntary OTAs?
It would get my attention, but we haven't confirmed that one. The only two that were reported were Mixon and Christian Harris. I'll tell you one thing. Christian Kirk looks pretty dang good in that number 13.
Just like, okay.
in that number, he looks the part. Definitely looks the part.
Yeah, so we'll be trying to keep an eye on the things that come out of the first day of OTAs out there at NRG Stadium, including we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans and hopefully some other players later on in the program. Just getting going on a Wednesday here from the 832. No, Reggie is very right. Him, meaning Christian Harris, and Mechie are in cut me territory. Straight up cut. Interesting perspective there. And then also someone said, but the Chili's does count when we're talking about crossing off states that you've been to. The Chili's does count if you've had sex in there, which I think raises a lot more questions than it answers. So, yeah, we'll keep that going. What constitutes you actually having visited a state if you're trying to check those off on the map? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about the Rockets because Raphael Stone provided more insight into their team-building outlook or what it seems like that. Do you agree with him? Plus, is this what the Spurs doing maybe making him changing the way that his words can be taken? 713-572-4610. We discuss that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy OTA day to you as they're getting going out there. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans, hopefully in the 11 o'clock hour. We will give that to you live as he speaks there. So get used to that. Oh, a little nugget that comes from DJ Bieniemy of ESPN out there. Texans cornerback Derek Stingley, also known as All-Pro Sting, is catching punts. So they're having fun.
Hey now,
they're having fun.
Hey now,
I think I might have
get your money's worth.
I might have almost, I might have almost hurt Sean. I think Sean
get your money's worth
choked on a spit when he heard the idea of Derek Stingley Jr. catching punts. But
next week we're gonna see lining up at receiver.
Well, I mean, it might be just that funny business that you do in these instances because CJ Stroud. I also saw him doing like toe trap tap drills. You know where wide receivers get to the edge and catch the football a little bit outside of the bounds. So, yeah, I feel like that this might just be one of those things where you get around to, you know, just move your body a little bit, try some various different things. However,
yeah, but at the same time, this is kick the tire season. OTAs is, hey, you know, let's have some fun, but let's kick the tires on Derek Stingley returning punts. I mean, we're not kicking the tires on CJ Stroud being a receiver, but let's, you know, why not? You know, it's the time to do that.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll give you more on OTAs as we get it. And yes, one of the notes as well, per Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com, Ronald Blanco will undergo right elbow surgery next week. That'll sideline him for the remainder of this season and will make his anticipated return somewhere during the 2026 season. And we'll talk more about what's happening there a little bit later.
Damn shame what they did to that dog.
It is. Because that raises some questions about the Astros. But how about this when it comes to the Rockets? I do want to get to this because I did tease it. Rafael Stone was talking with Vanessa Richardson on she had an interview, and you've probably heard this earlier, but I wanted to play it one more time for you. This is Rafael Stone seemingly giving insight into their team building outlook. Do you agree with them?
Continuity versus getting a superstar. I'm not going to ask you what you're going to do because I know that you wouldn't tell me, but what factors play into that decision?
Well, the superstar thing is like it's largely in the NBA, it's largely points, yeah. Which is at least as much points are a factor of who shoots. Some of that is like offense driven. So it ends up being cyclical. Like, you know, if you engineer your offense around one player, they're going to score more. They're going to get more assists. I don't think that's in Ime's DNA. So some of this is like just how we're going to go about it. I think we're going to be a team focused team. That doesn't mean we won't do a trade for a really talented player. But I also think we have really, really talented players on this roster. And I think they're all improving. And so before we trade one or two or three or four of those guys for a more veteran guy, we want to make sure that we give this current group room to grow. The huge caveat to all of that is the job is to win championships. That is my one and only goal. And if we think there's a better path than continuity, we would pursue it. But right now, that bar is pretty high.
That hit me in a very particular way, because we are team-oriented, which obviously everybody is team-oriented, want to be, you know, all on the same page and get your touches and move the ball and run your offense and all that. I get it, but we are seeing it. You know, we've talked about it. We're seeing it. You do need that guy. Is he saying that guy is going to be developed in the next 6 months?
Well, now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, and that, I think that would be the question to some degree there. And I do think he's right in talking about being team oriented. The NBA has orchestrated and kind of legislated itself into a place where if you want to be good, you need to be team-oriented,
yes,
right? And
yes, I agree with
I don't
that.
Want to be prisoner of the moment, but look at the Final Four teams, and these are teams that are well-built all the way around. Yeah. You look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they have a whole bunch of these guys who operate in different roles, play various different styles, but they all fit together snugly like a puzzle piece. You can talk about the Indiana Pacers, where everybody kind of fits toward the larger team goal of having pace and space. You look at the Knicks, and the way that they play. It very much fits the general team ethos that they're going for, with guys that are rugged and hard-nosed and all of these things. You have to have this team element. It's no longer you get these three guys or two guys at the top and you just kind of filter everything around. However, the thing that I keep stopping down on is having that structure takes you to a point, and the thing that gets you over to the championship level, which is what he talked about as the caveat here, and I think it's very much the caveat, is do you have a guy that once that structure stops, just goes, okay, and I'm doing this above that?
Because thank you.
I talk about that when we talked about the Western Conference final game that happened two nights ago, but we talked about it yesterday, was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got to a point where he was just like, I'm going to take this mid-range contested jumper and I'm going to knock him down in the fourth quarter to get us over. Tyrese Halliburton, as you've mentioned.
Yeah.
But then I guess Tyrese Halliburton on the other coin would be something that points to what they're trying to do here in the Sacramento Kings kind of gave up on Tyrese Halliburton too early. There was opportunity. I mean, they traded him for Domantas Sabonis because they looked at it and they went, De'Aaron Fox is the guy that we believe in. To get Domantas Sabonis, pair them up, and they did good things, but they ultimately did not reach they didn't reach the places that Tyrese Halliburton is now reaching with his next team as he finds himself more along those lines. And so the question then becomes, do you think you have a guy that could become Tyrese Halliburton? Which again is the question that we've constantly had and that we've constantly asked ourselves. And I don't know how comfortable I am with trying to answer
that. In 6 months.
Why do you put the six months,
whatever it is, because Halliburton, this is 3 years removed from the trade.
It is.
So are you willing to wait 3 years for one of these guys to maybe, you know, kind of become someone like that? No, you can't do that. That's what I'm saying. It kind of hit me funny. Like, we want to build. We want to be a team. I agree with all that. But you still, at some point, are you just going to wait? Or are you going to have that guy develop that quickly into that? I don't see.
You can wait if you want to, but other teams probably gonna pass you up.
Well,
and that might not even work.
It's funny you say
that. You might have wasted 3 years hoping somebody develop into something, and it don't work out.
It's funny you say that because there were reports yesterday of the San Antonio Spurs. It was Shams, wasn't it?
Shams Charania. I think he was actually on Pat McAfee talking about the idea that the Spurs at the trade deadline had interest in KD and could that interest could be explored again.
And KD had
this summer, right?
Before
mutual.
Wemby's injury.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's two paths by two young teams trying to get to the same place. The Spurs, apparently, reportedly, however you want to put it, are saying, we've got the alien, you know, we've got Wemby, we've got the number two overall pick, which apparently they're not willing to give up. You know, they're willing to give up 14 and another one for Durant. But we still need to accelerate the process with a 37-year-old Durant who can maybe certainly give space to Wemby inside, which would be, or outside, which would be, you know, key. They want to get there sooner rather than later with a star. You just heard Raphael Stone say it's a very high bar and we want to build from within. To me, that's a wait.
Yeah, possibly. And yeah. To be fair, and somebody said this on the text line from the 281, he might just be saying that they won't overpay, right? Yeah. Like the posturing. Yeah, but
that's what I was thinking.
Here's the thing that I find interesting, though. If the Spurs are in this place where they actually do explore this KD interest, if they do go for KD, does that not inherently take them off the table for Giannis Adetokunbo? Like, in order to get to use the capital that they need to get KD, I don't think you'd have enough left. Who then would fit the parameters of a team that has the stuff to go get Giannis, but then also Giannis would want to go play for in a championship team? Because I know the teams that I could think of that maybe would have the stuff. You think about Brooklyn. You think he wants to go play there? Miami. Orlando. I don't even know Miami has the stuff, but Orlando seems like a place that could have the stuff. Would that be of interest to him? The only other team I could think of is the Oklahoma City Thunder, which that would be an absolute menace, but do they feel the need to do that in after a season where they might go and win this championship here? So that almost might bring them to a place, the Rockets that is, where Giannis is, you have the best path there and have an opportunity to kind of negotiate from a place of strength, which might kind of fit all the parameters involved here. Don't you think so?
I absolutely think that would be, and that would be maybe best case. You know, younger, I think he's 30. Than Durant. The double bigs would be a menace, at least what I think. But no, that would be absolutely ideal. But again, you do have to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I agree with him to some extent. I just, the way that he'll ultimately leverage this, the way that he'll ultimately do this, right? Because the parameters of this is the decision-making matrix. It's just, do you see Jalen Green becoming the guy that then, you know, burst through this particular plateau that he has found himself at.
Yeah.
Amen Thompson is the interesting one. He's gotten a lot of love of late, and we'll play some more of that audio as we continue. But I know Brian Windhorst has given him a lot of love, talking about him being essentially the next superstar, a la SGA. Do you believe that within the next two seasons that you can find him in a similar place? Because if that's the case, then you feel great about that. Yeah. By the way, you started talking about timelines. Does 2 years feel like the right timeline considering the way that the West is kind of stacking up? The youth in the West of the you know, the high-level players, you look at the Thunder, even the Timberwolves, where Anthony Edwards still finding his own. I don't have to run down the standings. You kind of know some of the teams involved here. Do you feel like, okay, if Amen Thompson becomes some facsimile of early SGA, where we're like, okay, we're in that spot where he looks like he is, you know, on the path to being a superstar, do you feel like that's the right timeline for him?
I mean, they were right there this year. So 2 years for sure. I'd like to see it even accelerated to next year. You know, I think there's opportunities there.
But I the acceleration to next year is tough, and I think we've talked about why, because of the shooting. The shooting element is still one of those things that scares me for Amen. But, yeah, I think that's interesting, and it's fair also to point out from the 8-2 superstar trades don't always work. I think that that's where it's incumbent upon you to not give up too much for this, right? I think oftentimes the superstar trade is not that the player himself is not good enough. That's why you go get the bona fide superstar. It's that the circumstance around him needs to operate. And I think that you can thread that needle. And it seems like Rafael Stone has left that path open. It just feels like that's the path that you need to find a way to actually exhibit. There you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which inspired by a family member of Sean. Right, making Survivor 50. Which reality show could you do the best in? 713-572-4610. And especially if you have an opportunity to have a partner on that, which Houston sports figure would you want along with you? Let's talk about that next. All right, we'll get to our question of the day here in one moment. Which reality show do you think you could do the best on? In honor of Sean Pendergast's family, I believe it is his
future son-in-law.
Yeah, I was like.
Well, he better would put be a ring son-in-law, on that finger.
I only said that.
I'm not sure where they at, so I wasn't sure.
I'll say it. Put a ring on that finger, man. It's been 3 years.
So they're not married.
Hey, yo, you all up in their business?
Hey,
right
3 years.
Sir.
I think it's pushing 3 years.
You are all up.
Why
in
you rushing stuff,
right?
Man?
I'm not rushing stuff.
You are rushing stuff.
All right, no. Press pause.
Yeah, it's 3 years.
You can't say put a ring on it. It's been 3 years and say, I'm not rushing stuff.
3 years is not rushing.
Oh, okay. So
man,
you're coming from the
713-572-4610.
Serious relationship for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's rushing?
Yeah, I think that's rushing.
Hell no.
Is that rushing? Let us know on the text line. Also, which reality show would you be best in? Because Charlie is going, he's going to be on Survivor.
Why don't you get
50.
Jalen Green a couple 3 years? See how that work out.
Anyways, real quick before we get there, there is eyes on the very first offensive line that got put out there for the Texans. We'll talk more about it here in the next segment, especially once we hear from D'Amico Ryans. But mind you, left tackle, Cam Robinson. That's about what we kind of expected. Left guard, Laken Tomlinson, the man that you bring in from Seattle. Oh wow, that one threw you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, then this one will definitely throw you. Center, Jake Anderson. Like, not neither of the two who played center for you last year. It's the man who you brought in.
Jake Andrews.
All right, Andrews.
All right, do we need to take OTA serious right now? All right, let's wait to training camp.
Allow me to get these out. All right, right guard is Titus Howard, which that's interesting in its own right. And then Blake Fisher at right tackle. That is the five that they went with to very much start with. Again, we'll talk more about that here in a little bit, but just letting you know that. All right, which reality show could you be best in? John Lopez.
Chopped. 100%. I love that show. They have a Chopped barbecue also, or Pitmasters, whatever they call it. Every time they put that...
They have a barbecue edition of this?
Yeah, they have a Chopped Pitmasters.
Okay.
Yeah. How fancy can you... Because I think the big thing for me with Chopped is that
I know
they,
all the Chopped.
They get you... I guess it seems like it. They get you with the, you know, here is the special item that makes it difficult and makes you kind of have to be innovative with your food, right?
Yeah, they mix up weird stuff.
How do you do that with the barbecue?
Well, they'll put some weird spices, real weird vegetables in there. Like, all right, so here's a pork loin, and in the box also is cherries, you know, or something weird, and then like an Indian spice, and you're like, holy smoke, what am I going to do with this? I love that stuff. I'm always playing that game in my mind. Like, okay, I would make this, and then I'd make this sauce, and then I'd make this. But Chopped for me would be, and I think I'm with you. You mentioned this earlier. The Amazing Race is kind of for someone, people like us. They kind of, you know, you sort of try to figure things out. You're in a different country. You have to take public transportation. You have to, a little bit of physicalness to it. But
the more that I think about it, I think that might actually be my answer because that was one of the ones where I was like, I don't know if I'd be all that good at it.
I think it's in our wheelhouse.
I do think, I think I can manage it. I think that that'd be one that I'd be, I just feel like the stress, the stress of it would be an absolute menace. But I think about some of these other things, like somebody talking about, like, one Chopped. Like, I can cook a little bit. I can follow directions. The idea of, like, the innovation.
Creating.
Like, that's the different level, the creation of it, like, and being innovative in that place. That's a whole different level for me. Some of the other ones that that maybe, like, I'm not going on American Idol. I'm not doing any of those, right? I'm not doing any of these lived-in ones, right? I guess, although
Amazing,
I'm not doing, like, Big Brother.
Yes.
I don't, I hate all the conniving of it.
Reggie got to do Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be on Love is Blind. I can see you on
there,
man.
He would blow them away.
Oh, man.
He would blow them away.
I feel like you'll be a fan favorite, too, man. You got that dark skin and that smile.
That's great.
Got the beard.
Yeah.
That is true. I do have a beard.
I'd like to try Life Below Zero. Are you familiar with that one? Living up in the bush in Alaska?
I feel like you can't go Life Below Zero without bringing them Naked and Afraid. That one feels like the more hilarious of... Is anybody like willingly signing up for Survivor? I understand that's the one that Charlie has been on and will be on once more. Is anybody like, I want to do Survivor?
Yes. I mean...
You're in on the Survivor here,
this
huh?
This is season 50. 50.
I remember when it started,
What would Figgy be good at? That's an interesting one.
I feel like Figgy's a real world.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see. The first thing I thought about, because I'm a music guy, I thought about, and this probably won't age well, but Making the Band.
Oh,
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a P. Diddy show, so that don't really age as well, but I can see myself on a reality show like that. Maybe Love is Hip Hop. Love and Hip Hop.
I guess that's technically a reality show. It is a reality show.
How would Love Island?
But I don't. But there's no competition in that show, though. So
competition is being as messy as you can. Yeah. Somebody said, bring back Fear Factor, but in the Astrodome. Are y'all Fear Factor? Like, would y'all be able to handle the mess of this all? Like, the, you know, the are you guys kind of fearful of the things that the, like, part I just that will not do?
The part that I couldn't handle was the stuff like jumping off of a helicopter over an ocean or something like that. That's the part I couldn't do. I could eat whatever.
Oh, you got the eating challenges that, like, they're like, here's
you would eat caterpillars and
Here's Rocky Mountain
Oyster. I would do that. But when this on some you all on some James Bond type stuff, jump from the helicopter to the other helicopter,
yeah,
that's when I'm out.
All right, so I feel like of the ones that we've mentioned here, who do you think of Houston sports figures, Houston athletes, would you want to see on various ones of these? Like,
well, former, did you see the latest video from Stephon Diggs?
Put Diggs in the Big Brother. Diggs,
put
Stephon
him on Love
Diggs
is Blind
in any of those.
Or Real World or Love
Real
is Blind.
Real World. Yeah. Love is Blind. I feel like you're hurting some of his charm here. I feel like you got to put him in one of these where Love Island.
Yeah.
It got to be the Love because it's a Spanish one, Mexican one, where they were just going all crazy, man. Mm-hmm. I could see him on that.
What would CJ Stroud be good at? He might be an amazing race guy.
Ooh.
Figuring stuff out. A little bit of athletic stuff. No,
I don't see that from CJ, man.
Naked and Afraid is always just fun to say and think about. Who is the Naked and Afraid one, person? Like, is that it? I start thinking of like folks who are rugged, and my mind immediately went to Steven Adams, even though I don't know that he's like I don't know what his like survival skills would be.
Well, yeah, boy, he looks. The
you know
part.
What I mean? Like he feels like he would just handle up very
he
well.
From Australia.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand.
Way, never
say that to him because he would be very upset about that. They got a real rivalry there. Yeah.
Is Jock Landale from, is he Australia?
I believe he is.
So. Okay, that's what I was thinking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said Survivor for fat people. I would take Vince Wilfork. What does that mean?
My 600-pound life.
Wow. Who are you putting on that? Who would you like to come see you and talk to you about the fact that you put them on My 600-pound life?
James Harden.
Oh, well, good shout. Pursuant to the question we asked earlier about Charlie, who will be on Survivor 50, we will be watching him and the 3-year relationship that has not necessarily culminated in a ring. Somebody said, no, it is not rushing. Get married, you godless heathen.
Thank you.
and then I believe we got a text in who said, it's time. It's been 5 years, and that is from Ron the Show Hughley as well. So
5 years. See, I undershot it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Put a ring on that finger, man.
Yeah, so maybe that is one of these getting married ones, right?
Like, maybe after he wins the million.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's gonna do something.
Maybe he was supposed to do that before.
When he kind of got
he got stabbed in the back.
That was gonna be his, you know, his finishing move. Yeah. Was going
it's kind of like when you go to the World Series but you lose and you just kind of keep that ring in the back pocket.
Yeah.
For the next time you go to the World Series.
Or just do it on another day.
Yeah.
Don't do it at the World Series.
No, not after you lose.
This is a great question. Does old school gladiator count? Like gladiators, American Gladiator, I'm guessing is where we're going there.
Sure.
Oh, that's old school, too.
Yeah, I think actually I would love that.
Oh, what's the one with all the apparatus that you got to go across? Like, you know, you run over.
Oh, Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
Now we're just getting into game shows.
Yeah.
Wipeout?
Wipeout.
That too.
I'll be gone in the first 5 seconds.
Somebody said OG would be Dr. NGO on 600-pound life. Okay, very good. Evan Gaddis on Naked and Afraid?
I don't mind Evan Gaddis on Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, that'd be just good. Like the general ethos of I don't need no gloves feels like it is the person who's like, I am on Naked and Afraid, and all I need is a machete.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That is the one thing I need. Road rules always look like it would have been fun. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep sending those in.
Josh Hader, he's an outdoorsy kind of guy.
That's fair. We need somebody. I think I'd put him on Naked and Afraid. I think I like what we're doing there. Bill Belichick, 90 Day Fiance. You are a winner. And then 512 said Deshaun Watson on Let's Make a Deal.
Behind what's curtain number one.
All right. Okay. And that's how you know.
You should have took that deal early on.
All right. There you go. That's the question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back around to it's not quite around the NFL because we will be hearing from D'Amico Ryans live from OTAs, hear what he has to say. But also, let's break down this offensive line that we've seen out there as the first one that this team has put out. How do we feel about it? We'll talk about that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.